Hey, Saints of God, welcome to Word for Today. I pray that this word today will change you. It changed me. Come on, let's learn together. Hello, 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 Saints of Yahweh, what's up? This is another glorious, wonderful day in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Today is April 2nd, 2024, and we just give God all glory, all praise in this wonderful day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It will be a glorious day in the Lord as we move forth in the things that God has placed in our hands. We will be joyful in today. We will rejoice in today because we have chosen to rejoice. Glory to God. We've chosen to rejoice because this is the day that the Lord has made. Glory be to God. It is the day that God has made and we will rejoice in it. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have been studying kingdom living. Kingdom living is faith, hope, love. Yes, it's faith, hope, and love poured out into us. Glory to God. And we have the faith of God. Our hope is in Jesus. And we love all. Glory to God. We love all because that is the life that our Jesus, the Messiah, showed us to walk in. He has showed us the way. And therefore, we can walk in it. Amen. Glory to God. We have found ourselves, and all the scriptures that we've studied, that we find ourselves today studying Romans chapter 5. And we start at verse 1, and we've been going through verses 1, and I'm using two translations, the Passion Translation and the New Century Version of the Scriptures. And, excuse me, I started yesterday with the New Century, and I'm going to start today with the New Century and read through. I think I'm going to read through 4, maybe 5. So let's get started here and jump right into our word for today. All right. It's Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 4 reads, "Since we have been made right with God by our faith, we have peace with God. This happened through our Lord Jesus Christ, who through our faith has brought us into that blessing of God's grace that we now enjoy. And we are happy, hallelujah, because of the hope we have of sharing God's presence. We also have joy with our troubles." Joy with our troubles. "Because we know that these troubles produce patience." And we talked about this yesterday. It produces patience in us. And patience produces character. And character produces hope. The patience in us, because we are choosing to believe God. We're choosing to use our faith to choose God in our troubles, in the pressures and the things that come to us in life. We're using our patience. We're choosing to be patient. We're choosing to be patient in love and believing God, that God is going to give us the wisdom and the knowledge that we need to be more than conquerors over the troubles of our lives. And that patience produces character. It means that we're going to act right. It means we're going to talk right. It means that we're going to treat people right, even in the midst of trouble. Glory to God. We are still going to have character. We're going to be polite. We're going to do everything that love calls us to do because we have character. We've chosen to have character. It just don't pop up. It just don't happen. We have to choose patience, first of all. And that patience produces that character because we have decided to be patient, because we are sharing in the glory of God, which is the presence of God that's in us, because we've chosen to be patient and to hear from God. It produces character in us, and that character produces hope because we believe God, because we trust God fully. We have the hope. We have the hope that this too will pass. Yes, this too will pass. And we will be fulfilling the glory, the sharing God's presence in us, and we will fulfill the plan of God in our lives. Because our hope is that God is going to turn this out for our good. And in our patience, our character will shine and show other people how God works in us. Glory to God. How God works in us and brings us through. You know, I was telling you about my truck, and that it just shut down on me on Friday. You know, I had never experienced this particular situation before where you put the key in and it sounded like it was going to start. And then it just shut down and it didn't have any power whatsoever. Just completely dead. You know, when I pulled the key out, you could see the instruments kind of like jump just a little bit. Made me think that something had shorted out or something. So we went by on Sunday. My wife and I went by on Sunday and, we tried to jump it. And she said, it's the battery. You know, God gives our wives inspiration and wisdom. And she said it was the battery. So, while we were doing that, I work at a trade school and, we were doing that and I heard the Holy Ghost said, let the auto department check it out. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. You know, because I'm thinking, okay, we'll call AAA, we'll send it to our mechanic, da-da-da, right? So I was like, oh, yeah, we do have an auto department here. So I went in yesterday and talked to the guys in the auto department. They told me what to do, how to fill out a form and stuff. And I gave them my keys. I went and got the form, filled it out, and gave them my keys and went on back to work and working. The guy came in and said, it was your battery. We charged the battery and jumped the car. It's running good. You probably just need a battery. And I said, okay, cool. Beautiful. So I stopped yesterday on my way home and picked up the battery and to carry it in today for them to fix it and told them, you know, I asked them to look at the leak that I was having. But it was a simple fix because I didn't allow it to take me out of my orbit. I didn't allow it to get me all upset and all drawn out and all flustered because of everything that was going on, all the pressures that were on me. I didn't allow them to make me upset. I didn't allow it to cause me to talk about it all the time, to talk about the problem. I talked about God being good. Hallelujah. I talked about that God's love, that God loves me, and I believe the love. I didn't talk about how frustrating I was or how painful this was to me. I didn't talk about the pressures I was having at work. I just loved on God and allowed God to love on me. And as far as work is concerned, there was this particular thing that I was going to have to do, add it to my week for all this other stuff that I have to do. And one of my coworkers called me and said, look, I've done such and such and took, you know, the spreadsheet sheet that you did, and I added it to this and made it like this so that all you have to do, he made it so easy that all I have to do is now plug in a couple of numbers, put in my comments, and I'm done. Glory. He made it so easy, and I don't have to email it. I don't have to find the people that I got to email and email it to other people, do the spreadsheet, make it up, color code it, do all this stuff that I was doing to it and send it to somebody and wait for them to tell me something back. Nope, I can do it right in this program. It's there. They can pull it up. Nobody has to do email. He made it so simple. Glory to God. The wisdom and glory of God. Because I chose the road of love because I used my faith in believing God would work this out, and I just needed to keep stepping forward in kindness and love and gentleness and let God work it out. But I had to do my part, and God worked it out for me. God worked it out. Hallelujah. This is how God, this is how we live. It says, my burden is easy and my yoke is light. Learn of me. We have to learn how Jesus walked and how Jesus dealt with things through faith. He dealt with things through faith and the word of God, walking in love, the faith of God. Hope in Jesus, loving all. This is how we have to learn how to walk in our lives, to cause our lives to be more than conquerors. That means that we don't have to fight the battle. We have to fight against our emotions. We have to fight against, you know, feeling certain ways. We have to fight against our will, which tries to get us to do things that we know we shouldn't do, and to do things opposite of how God would have us do it, and making more of a mess than is necessary. We have to learn how to walk in love. Glory to God. How to walk in love. It says that, first of all, we have to choose the patience. The troubles will produce patience if we choose patience. We choose to back off, settle ourselves, and let that produce character in us. And that character produces hope. And this hope will never disappoint us. Glory to God. This hope will never disappoint us. Because God has poured out his love to fill our hearts. See, we already have the love of God in our hearts, poured out by the Holy Spirit. We have the love of God. So we have to learn how to walk in the love God has given us. We have to learn how to lean into the God in us. The Holy Spirit that is in us, so that we can walk in the love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let that soak in today. It says, and patience produces character. Character produces hope. And this hope will never disappoint us, because God has poured out his love to fill our hearts. Okay, I'm going to read that same scripture out of the Passion. And you see, starting with verse 3, I'm not going to read 1 through 3 and 4, but I'm going to just use 1 through 3 and part of 4. And it says, but that's not all. Even in times of trouble, we have a joyful confidence. Yes. See, that confidence makes peace come. A joyful confidence. It produces patience, knowing that our pressures will develop in us patience, endurance, will develop in us patient endurance. We'll be able to endure, not struggle with the endurance, not struggle through it, but patient endurance. And patient endurance will refine our character. And proving character leads us back to hope. Glory to God. Back to hope. And that hope, and this hope, is not a disappointing fantasy. Glory to God. Because we can now experience the endless love of God cascading into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who lives in us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Read over this scripture today. Meditate on it today. Realize that God is in you to produce this work. That even when we have trouble, God is there. And God is there, and we can choose to be patient. We can choose to know, believe God, use our faith to believe God is there in us to give us what we need to be more than conquerors. It will refine our characters. We keep on doing what's right and walking in love. And that hope that we have will not be disappointed. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. I love you so much. And you know what? Jesus loves you so much more. I'll talk to you tomorrow. All God's Children Community Church wants to thank you for listening to this podcast. Hi, I'm Pastor Terry, and I'm your host. And I want to thank you for your support of this program. If you would scroll to the bottom of the link, the bottom of the website, you will see that there's a link that says support this show. If you click on that link, it will take you securely to our Cash App that you can give to Word for Today. And I want you to give so that according to Philippians chapter 4, verses 17, that you will receive the good that comes from giving. Good comes from giving. You know, the word also says that God loves a cheerful giver. And because God wants us to support those who support us with the word. So if you are getting fed, we appreciate that support. And I will pray that my God will supply all your need according to his riches and glory. Because you support this podcast. And I know that God will give everything that he has. And it says, my God will use his wonderful riches in Christ Jesus to give you everything you need. And so I believe God for that, and I thank God for it. Also, just below that, you'll see our email account. And if you would, please drop me an email to let me know how the podcast is going, if it's blessing you, and your questions, if you have any. And if I get enough of the questions, I will dedicate a podcast to answering those questions. So I appreciate you, your support. I thank you for your time. And may God's richest blessing continue to be poured out on you as you live in the kingdom and as you bless others.